welcome.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
You know, I didn't know that. And I just happen to have some manwich in the pantry. I'm going to have to go thaw a little hamburger and maybe do Sloppy Joe's for dinner with a little salad. That sounds good. So whenever you have them, enjoy your Sloppy Joe's today. All right. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should it be or should there be a law that kids have to wait until they are an adult, 18 or so, before they can have transgender reassignment surgery? Or I guess it would just be gender reassignment surgery. Yes or no? What do you think on that? So yesterday's poll, do you believe there's an attack on Christianity in America? 59% just said yes. 5% said no. 33% said absolutely. America was founded on Christian principles, and that is why it is the greatest country in the world. The left hates the strength, wisdom, and guidance that Christianity provides to believers. 2% said Christianity has been under attack for over 2,000 years. It's not unique to America. 1% said, by whom? The left? Maybe. All right. Thank you so much for participating in the poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And Vance, that was not a Freudian slip about Kamala. Oh, you mean her name. Sorry, I thought you meant me calling her VP. She's such a ghoul. Have you noticed that usually when Trump would give his press conferences, you know, the press conferences that he actually did, and at a moment's notice, you know, would just walk out and he'd talk to anybody. Now you've got to schedule it a month down the line if Biden's going to talk to anybody. You have to prepare him, make sure he's awake, that someone is always standing right behind Biden and close. You know, that was the thing. Trump wanted the spotlight. So it was like, you go stand over there. You go stand over there. Unless they were all mashed into a little area. Now, there's always somebody standing right by Biden, whether it be Schumer, whether it be Kamala, whether it be Pelosi. Got to make sure that the puppet masters are within earshot since he, you know, can't hear anything. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Bruce is on the line, wants to talk about voting. Hey, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Monica. And in my house, we call it Messy Jesse Day.
Messy Jesse Day.
After where my is youngest the... son, Jesse.
Oh, did he love Sloppy Joe's?
Sloppy Joe Day.
Nice.
I was calling to ask if your listeners would join Nevada Patriot and other groups in a campaign to send a snail mail letter to the Secretary of State to strongly encourage, not demand, but strongly encourage her to investigate all of the incidents of voter fraud as they were delivered to her office by the Nevada GOP. And we would like to send all of those letters on the same day so that she receives them all on roughly the same day. So tomorrow is the day to mail those letters. Just a short email or just a short handwritten note, letter, card addressed to the Secretary of State, letting her know that we want those investigations to occur.
So now I thought that I read an article the other day that said that they're going through them. Do you think that that's not the case?
I don't believe it for one second. In fact, from what I understand, she's already come out and said that of the over 1,000 allegations that were received, only 3,000 of them are actually going to be looked at. That's not acceptable.
That's not acceptable at all, because there were, what, 122,000?
Well, the Nevada GOP delivered four boxes of evidence to the Secretary of State. And, yeah, it was 122,000 separate incidents of voter fraud. And they're only going to look at 3,000 of them? Yeah, that doesn't sound kosher to me.
There's more. There's 44,000 duplicate votes alone. I mean, I have the information here. Let's see, 42,284 duplicate votes, 15,164 out-of-state votes, 8,842 votes that came from commercial addresses. And the list goes on and on.
Well, see, Monica, there you go, using those facts and the truth again.
I know. I am such a pain.
Well, the thing is, they don't want to admit that there were that many incidents of voter fraud, because Biden only won by 33,000 votes in Nevada. If they can show that there were at least that many fraudulent votes, what would that do to the election? Pretty much invalidate it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
and we can't have that.
I would be assuming, but you know what assume means, that would be the case of why they wouldn't investigate the 42,000 duplicate votes.
Exactly.
That's, yeah. Okay, so what do you want people to do, Bruce? Let me start off by saying that if you go to 991fmtalk.com, if you go up into the left-hand corner and you click on schedule, you click on my page, you will see right there towards the top of the page how you can get in contact with my favorite groups, WashoePatriots.com, NevadaPatriot.net, NVGrassroots.com, MakeElectionsFairAgain.com. These are all great resources. What do you want people to do, Bruce, to send you to send out this letter tomorrow?
I would like them to write a small handwritten letter or note or card and send it to Secretary of State Barbara Sagasvi at Nevada State Capitol Building, 101 North Carson Street, Suite 3, Carson City, Nevada, 89701. And we all need to mail our letters tomorrow, Friday, so that she receives them all on the same day. Oh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in her office when they walk in with a huge sack of mail.
Well,
these all came for you.
That would be if people actually participate in this, because, Bruce, I'm finding the participation lacking when it comes to fighting voter fraud here in Nevada and fighting for people's freedoms and liberties. I mean, everywhere I go, people still wearing masks, people, you know, putting up with the BS that Sisolak is putting out. It's getting tough.
You are 100% correct, and it's the lack of participation that they count on. The city council, the county commissioners, school board, all of those entities, when there's not people sitting there in front of them, they just assume they're doing a great job, and they keep doing the same things they're doing. But if people will stand up, show up, and let their voice be heard, things will change. But we have to get that participation up. You're absolutely correct, Monica, and I don't understand it. I listen to people complain all the time about how messed up things are, but when I ask them what have they been doing lately to get involved, nothing.
Yeah.
You want to earn the right to complain, you better be out there having your voice heard. Otherwise, sit down and shut up. You're part of the problem.
Did you put the address? I'm getting texts and emails here. People can't write as fast as you gave the address. Do you have that written at NevadaPatriot.net?
We will have in just a few minutes.
I was going to say that pretty much told me no.
I've been talking to too many politicians lately. I'm adopting their tactics.
Oh, okay. Well, all you have to do is log on to the SOS, Secretary of State's Office for Nevada, and it's all right there.
Yes, it is.
Just get the address. Don't send an email. Get the actual physical address. People don't write anymore.
Again,
they don't send snail mail.
Oh, no. If you really want to get a politician's attention, you send them a handwritten letter. That gets a lot of attention. But the problem is, during this current legislative session, they're pushing stuff through so fast that a snail mail letter will not get the job done. You have to email, or you have to go on the Nellis website and voice your opinion there.
So,
which, by the way, I posted a short video on our website that explains how to navigate the Nellis site. And I'll be putting another one out shortly here to show people how to share your opinion on a bill.
Okay. I was going to say, do you have any updates on AB 286?
It was heard in committee for the first time. It's not out of committee yet. I could not more strongly encourage people. You've got to get involved in this, folks. You've got to write these people and let them know. AB 286 will pretty much make your concealed carry permit null and void. Don't let this happen, folks.
That's just scary. And it's not.
Yes, it is.
Even in parking lots, you know, when you're going to and from businesses, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, imagine if you're an out-of-state visitor, you're coming into Nevada, you want to stay at one of the resorts, but you have a handgun for your own protection. What do? You lock it in your car? Not something I would suggest you do.
No.
I am totally against the people storing the firearms in their vehicles. It's not a good course of action.
No, I
have them stolen.
I had a close friend who had his stolen. Had to loan him mine for a while. It's like, geez.
Well, I hope you did the appropriate background check before you loaned it.
Oh, hell no. This was years ago before they put all this BS into play. So, you know, I knew he knew how to handle firearms. So, Bruce, I gotta let you go. But again, that's NevadaPatriot.net. And Bruce will have the address up there for you. And make sure you get signed up to all the emails that are sent out by all these different groups. Again, WashoePatriot.com, NevadaPatriot.net, and NVGrassroots.com. Thank you so much, Bruce Parks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Monica.
And the information. All right. Stick around. We'll be right back with Vance. Vance has a few comments he'd like to make today right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Pauly Shore is selling clothing with his face all over it. You can find it in the birth control aisle. Vaccine clinics across the U.S. are still prioritizing smokers and the obese, which is another way of saying Arkansas is on the top of the list. Tea may lower blood pressure. Unless it's Megan spilling some with Oprah, then it sends the Queen's blood pressure skyrocketing. Someone is now reading the IKEA catalog for a podcast. If you think that sounds painful, you haven't heard any other podcasts. And Yankee Candle has announced its scent for the year 2021. You guessed it, WAP. This is not headline news.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Time is just flying by. 2 hours, let me tell you. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think I've made this many calls in such a short amount of time since the first month you were on the air.
Well, thank goodness you're doing it.
Well, all right. You mentioned Kamala Harris, and I'll readily admit, I am a birther. However, with regards to Mr. Obama, I am not a birther in the usual sense. However, we're going to deal with Kamala Harris and her eligibility. Now, I'm going to sound like a USDA quadruple A grade fruitcake. I'll readily admit it. Here it is. Kamala Harris is not eligible to be vice president because when she was born, even though she was born in Oakland, California, she is not a natural born citizen. And I tripped over something last night with regards to Tammy Duckworth, Lieutenant Colonel Tammy Duckworth, Senator Tammy Duckworth. And I shall read. L. Tammy Duckworth was born in Bangkok, Thailand. Now, supposedly, the citizenship issue revolves around where one was born. And I'll get to that in a minute. Born in Bangkok, Thailand, the daughter of Franklin Duckworth and Lamai Sampor Perin. I think I pronounced it right. Under longstanding U.S. law, she is a natural-born citizen because her father was, drumroll please, American. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That conforms to the reference that the founders used, specifically George Washington, via correspondence with John Adams, and John Adams responding, go to Emmerich D. Vattel, and in this case, his books, The Law of Nations, Book 1, Chapter 19, and the very first paragraph deals with how a person is a natural-born citizen of a community or of a country. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents have to be either naturalized or natural-born. Now, that blows the case. That one sentence right there on Tammy Duckworth blows the case, in my opinion, out of the water of this concept. It's where somebody was born. Now, Barack Obama, all right? I contend he is a natural-born citizen here in the U.S. It doesn't matter if he was born in Kenya. You take pictures of Mr. Barack Obama, Barack Obama Sr., Frank Marshall Davis, and the pictures of the two known sons of Frank Marshall Davis, and hold those pictures up together. And you people who are listening can check this out on a search on the net. Look for those pictures. It's not hard to find. But Mr. Barack Obama looks insanely like the two sons, the two known sons of Frank Marshall Davis.
Hmm.
Nothing like Mr. Barack Obama. Now, here's my personal experience with that is I'm the oldest of three children, and brother in the middle is virtually the spitting image of our father. Okay, I look similar to Dad. I bear resemblance to Mom. The youngest of us bears more resemblance to Mom than to Dad. There has to be that physical resemblance there.
It's funny that,
okay,
you know, there are some researchers and scientists out there that can look just at the bone structure of a face. They look at different, just even looking at noses and lips and eyes, that can tell if someone is related to someone else. So that's a different aspect that I haven't heard before. So,
okay. Now, remember what I said about looking inside the box and thinking outside the box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I only got a few seconds left. Go ahead.
Okay. Kamala Harris's parents were not U.S. citizens when she was born. She's a naturalized citizen, just like my stepson, just like Vicky's son. And Pelosi
maybe that's how they get Hillary Clinton in there.
INS knows this. What?
Maybe that's how they get Hillary Clinton in there. They actually, maybe they admit it.
Okay, Pelosi knows this, INS knows this, the FBI knows this, and as far as I'm concerned, since nobody's coming forward, they are, as of right now, traitors to the Constitution, traitors to their oath.
But Vance, that it goes back to the same thing. They are traitors to the Constitution and to their oath. Everything that they have done in their political careers goes against the United States Constitution, the supreme law. But no one ever challenges them on it. And if
right,
anybody has,
scared.
They've been put down as a whack job, as you so, you know, appropriately started off at the beginning. You're a kook, you're a conspiracy theorist, and nobody has the cojones to step up and point this stuff out. So hopefully what
They're
you
cowards.
Said, I know, they are absolute cowards. And I hope people look in to what you said. Vance, thank you so much.
Yep.
And I appreciate the call today. Keep up the great work of actually doing the research and looking this up and calling people. All right. Caller number 6, speaking of calls, if you would like to win that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop, you know, we all need a little chocolate, little inspiration to keep our research up. Caller number 6 right now. 884-9910. We're going to give you that great prize from the chocolate shop on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. The poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should it be a law that kids have to wait until they are an adult, 18, before they can have gender reassignment surgery? Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's question, do you believe there is an attack on Christianity in America? 59% said just flat out yes, 5% said no, 33% said absolutely. America was founded on Christian principles. And that is why it is the greatest country in the world. The left hates the strength, wisdom, and guidance that Christianity provides to believers. 1% said by whom? The left? Maybe. 2% said Christianity has been under attack for over 2,000 years. It's not unique to America. Love it when you participate in the polls and you especially give your own answers. And then other people, it's like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, let's do that. Big congratulations going out to Ron from Reno. He's picked himself up a marshmallow or peanut butter filled bunny. This is like the whole toilet paper debate, you know? Do you roll in or roll out? Marshmallow or peanut butter? A lot of big decisions there that you have to make. Peanut butter. That's the right way to go. But no, producer Dan says marshmallow. That's the way it is. People have choices. Unless the government is restricting them. So just got a text. I didn't hear all the story of the stimulus checks. What was that about? So just quickly, Democrats are always saying they're for the poor, but something that they slipped in to the stimulus bill, you know, that there's an income limit. So if you make so much money, then they're going to take little chunks away. Well, they lowered the threshold in general, so more money could be given to disadvantaged people. But what they also slipped into the stimulus bill was the fact that freelancers would have to report an income of $20,000 in the previous one. But they changed that in this one. Freelancers, they earn upwards of an amount without reporting their income to the IRS, if you didn't know that. Well, it was $20,000. Now they have lowered it to $600. That is a huge drop. So people who are out there doing articles, you know, gig workers, freelance writers, entrepreneurs, just trying to make that little extra, you didn't have to report it until you got to $20,000. But the Democrats, no. They lowered it to $600. So that is going to be pretty much eating up anything that they get of $1,000 or $1,400. It's just, they don't care. They have their money. They don't care about the working class, even though they keep throwing out there they do. Don't care about the homeless. We've seen that. Which, by the way, sometimes we have to take suggestions or just use the examples of other cities and states and think, wow, that's a great idea. Why didn't we think of that? Use landscaping. So, a lot of problems with homelessness around the country. But there's a difference between vagrancy and homelessness. And these are the people who choose to live out in inconvenient places, say under overpasses. And if you tell me people don't choose to live under overpasses, yes, they do. They don't want to be part of society. 2 years ago, I went to Georgia. 3 years ago. Dang, where does the time go? 3 years ago, I was in Georgia. Had to take some time off and do something fun for myself. If you think the problem of overpasses are bad here, go to Georgia. It is scary because a lot of those just roads you have to travel on have stop signs and you stop right in front of their camps and you feel very uncomfortable as they're all staring at you. The Georgia Department of Transportation is now taking huge, sharp, massive boulders and they are putting them as landscaping under all of the overpasses. Something you would not want to sleep on, something that you could not attach your tent to. Even if you started throwing stuff down on the rocks, if you saw a picture that I'm looking at now, yeah, nothing's sticking there. This is pretty incredible. So there you have it, Chab or Chad. There's a great way to help with our homeless living under the bridges here, start filling it in with these jagged rocks. If people need services, the services are out there. If you are living on the streets, then you are doing it by choice. Let's get to the talk and text lines, talking about voter fraud. Anthony's on the line. Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. I was listening to your previous guest a little while ago talking about the low participation in the fight against election fraud and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to give you one guy's opinion. As a 48-year-old man that is a constitutionalist, leans conservatively, has been fighting the good fight for 15 years plus, most of all, I'm a dad. And I will tell you, with the untouchable corruption that I've been seeing with family and friends in politics and in, you know, decision makers and in the healthcare industry, and I haven't seen anything in, I want to say, 10 years that's ever been penalized when it comes to the Democratic side. The untouchable corruption and power is sort of burning me out, if you know what I mean. It's like I just want to step out of it and you know, focus on the positivity with my kids and stop fighting, because it feels like I'm going uphill and against the wind constantly. And so I don't think, in my personal opinion, that it's just, you know, people are lazy or don't want to get involved or whatever. It's the untouchable corruption has been a cloud that's been lingering for so long. It feels like there's no movement, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And it seems to be getting worse because there is no accountability. No one is ever held accountable. Yeah, you'll hear the stories of, you know, this person was arrested and charged and this person. But when you see it on such a massive scale, and when you see it with actual elected officials, elected representatives that have been in politics their entire lives and nothing happens to them, I absolutely 100% get it. People are tired. But you know what? Your children are the most important thing in the world to you, and they have got to have a future that has a constitution. Please don't stop fighting. I know you're tired and frustrated. That's the other thing besides the being tired, is just the frustration. You know, you say it and you say it and you say it, and you just, it's like you're talking to a brick wall. But that's because we didn't know how bad the media was before Trump really brought it to light. So people could start seeing, oh, well, gosh, this group is saying this, yet the media is saying this. I see this, but the media is saying this. You know, it. Now that people are waking up to the fact that they actually have to search out good, solid information, I think it's going to start becoming easier.
I hope so. You know, the one correlating factor I see with all friends and family that are fighting hard on the left is the single most correlating factor is they're all headline readers on CNN and literally across the board. And that's the one trend that I see across the board. So it's pretty scary. But thank you for hearing my little bit.
Thank you for calling in. And just, you know, keep in mind, the Washington Post got called out for their fraudulent article and, you know, on the bludgeoning with the fire extinguisher. Washington Post just got called out for lying about what Trump said. And the Secretary of State, the people over there got called out because they actually lied to the Washington Post for what Trump quoted. So we are starting to see this come out. So keep the faith. Thank you, Anthony. You have a great day and spend some time with your kids, because that's the most important thing that we're fighting for. When you look at the horrendous things that the left is doing, what they're putting on to people, that's what I keep thinking about, is the kids. Not just the kids in cages, but the kids who are now being housed in shipping containers. More and more light is being brought on the subject. The sex trafficking, the child trafficking, the abuse. I hope we're all on the same page when we say we're fighting for the children, we're fighting for the next generation and the generation after that, to not only make sure that they're safe, that they have a choice later in life when they grow up and they learn experiences, to not have to worry about having gender reassignment surgery reversed. Because that's what you want to be a girl at 3? Be a girl. I was a tomboy. I was a tomboy. I wore jeans. I climbed trees. I shot guns. I shot my brother in the butt with a BB gun. I threw darts. I rode mini bikes. I loved all the stuff that my older brother got to do. But then when I got older, I turned into a girly girl. You don't know from one year to the next what your life is going to bring you. Again, libertarian view. It's your body. It's your choice. But we have to make sure that children are making responsible choices. We have to stop telling kids what they can do and what they can't do, and teaching them to be free thinkers, to be critical thinkers. These kids are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. I see kids coming forward all the time talking about Cardi B. I've been talking to a couple of kids about the presentation that she gave for the Grammys. They thought it was disgusting and gross. Just seeing the way they put it, it's gross. Yeah. Oh, God, I love kids. They're so honest. But we don't listen to them. And the people that should be listening to them, the teachers, they aren't listening. They're trying to shut them down and silence their voices. We need to speak up because it is coming fast and it is coming hard, just like a freight train. And that's Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And I'll explain right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And this is coming by way of AmericanThinker.com. I love this website because these people really put out great information and make you think. And I'm just going to read this article that was put out by Anoni Me, because I don't know anything about it, and I find this fascinating. Without respect to the fact that states have the authority to regulate housing contracts, Ilhan Omar uses a viral smokescreen to begin implementing some of the worst features of Agenda 21. The leftists promise that the government will provide affordable housing for everyone. Now, get this, they're not providing it. They're making it so you don't have to pay your bills. On March 11th, she introduced H.R. 1847. Why haven't we heard about this? It's a bill to suspend obligations of residential renters and mortgagors to make payments during the COVID-19 emergency and for other purposes. So what are those going to be? Oh, you just can't afford it? So, well, there you go. So far, it's only a draft of the text is available. Essentially, the bill says that real property tenants can stop paying their landlords. Our country was not founded on the moral code that one is not responsible for one's obligations and debts. However, these socialists would make it so. Unsurprisingly, this bill is full of problems. It provides for a COVID suspension period ending April 2022. But the landlord relief funds runs for 5 years. So what it looks like is that they're planning to extend it up to 5 years, that a tenant's freedom from rent obligations. They want this to become the law. Under H.R. 1847, tenants may simply stop paying their rent without restriction for a period of a year. There is no means testing to determine if rent relief is warranted. In fact, the bill doesn't even require that the tenant notify the landlord. However, our taxpayer money will go to notify every renter in the country of this provision, not to mention is made of notifying every landlord, yet landlords can't be held responsible to the point of forfeiting their property if they ignorantly. But in accordance with their lawful contract, pursue their tenants for rent. Remember, you will own nothing and you will be happy. It's Agenda 21, people. Agenda 2030. Well, I have an agenda, and that is to bring you the best guests. Dr. Shiva joins us at 10:38 tomorrow. Adam Carolla, yes, Adam Carolla joins us at 11:38. It is going to be a freaking fantastic Friday. I hope you join me. It's the Monica Jay Show. I love you. Have a great day. And get out and just do something fun.